sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Apologize for that little bit of dead air. I was on the phone and I'm like, I gotta go. So I apologize. Third and final hour here on this Friday, October 3rd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. One thing I want to mention, we just launched a media campaign effort to raise money to put the Axe My Tax commercial that you've been listening to on this radio station, which we have been playing as a public service. Carla Wagner and I sat down and discussed the need to get this commercial on all the radio stations, major radio stations, and major TV stations across the state of Michigan. She's been doing a recount of the signatures for the AxeMyTax.org effort, and she needs more signatures in southeastern Michigan, Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties, as well as other areas, Grand Rapids, mid-Michigan, doing pretty good, actually, up north here, where our radio station airs, but she needs help. So we put together a Give, Send, Go that will allow you to donate whatever you can afford. A lot of people are donating $100, some are donating $50, $25. Well, just in one day of fundraising efforts, folks have donated over $1,000. For this effort. One thing that I think is very, very, very interesting in this $1,120 that was raised in one day, well, the average donation of 11 people is just a hair over $100. One lady donated $300, God bless her. Others donated $25, $50. But all you need to do is text me media. Text me media, and I'll send you the link to the givesendgo.com website / Axe My Tax Media Campaign. The YouTube video is exactly 30 seconds long, so it can be used as a 30-second TV ad. Also, radio stations can pull the MP3 audio file out of it and air it as a commercial. So if you can help us out, text me media. The goal is to raise $130,000, cover all the fees, and then order placement of this commercial across the state of Michigan. We need to get people updated, educated about this effort, and we need your help. So again, text me media, and we will get you guys the link, and you can help us out. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Joining us on the line right now is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, have you been following the budget process at all?
Just slightly. You know, the major note is the fact that they were operating illegally per the Michigan Constitution with a continuing resolution, but they finally rectified that last night, or should say early this morning.
Yeah, 3:14 this morning. I guess maybe they're taking their lead from thinking they're mini Washington and that they can do what Washington, D.C. has been doing for years with these continuing resolutions. But
yeah, which are specifically not allowed in the state of Michigan. We are required to have a balanced budget or we go into a shutdown. So I don't know how that all went down. But when you have the attorney general, the way that this individual is, who's going to argue?
Right. And basically allow Governor Gretchen Whitmer to do basically whatever she wants.
Well, what's interesting, she even left the country during these negotiations and was in Toronto and was overseas and all this stuff. So it's just frustrating from a former legislative standpoint.
Sure.
To watch this happening when this should have been solved back in June and July.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one thing I wanted to talk to you about is the leaves are dropping in my backyard.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, it's starting to get cooler at night, and I'm sitting there looking at my gutters, and I'm looking at all kinds of things, and I'm like, okay, I got to talk to Tristan because of your experience in planes that come in as a result of people not doing certain things preparing for winter. I want to talk about that part specifically.
Yeah, that preventative maintenance now is the best time. And we've had this run of fantastic Northern Michigan beautiful weather. Now is the time to do this. You know, do a little walk around your house. Is there anything loose? Is there anything hanging? Is the tree branches, are they way over your house now? We had a good growing season. You know, is there any shingle issues on your house? Are your gutters clogged? Do you have the guard up over the condenser unit for your air conditioner so that nothing crashes into that, you know, that you deflect any falling snow or ice on that? Make sure that your furnace vent is not plugged, that a starling didn't build a nest in there, or, you know, hornets or wasps get in there and plug that vent off for your furnace when you're going to fire that up. You know, maybe trim the weeds and grasses away from of the house if they've kind of grown up, so that, you know, just lessen any chance of there being, you know, a loss that could occur with your house.
Now, one of the things that people, I guess, don't fully understand, and you mentioned it right there, growing season and the branches and the way they
hang over. You can get 3, 4, or 5 feet of growth on some of these trees, and what we don't want is that extra growth to, you know, when snow and ice build up on that over the winter to basically pull the tree over or pull the limb down on your house, smash out windows, put a hole in your roof. I mean, it can be catastrophic. Let's do that preventative maintenance. Trim everything back. Get a pole saw out. Hire the neighbor kid. Maybe call a tree service if you need to trim everything back so that you lessen the chance of having a catastrophic loss. Even if it would be covered on your insurance, we want to try to not have those claims and not have those things happen because it can massively disrupt our lives.
Yeah, and that's one thing, you know, I think about that all the time because we're surrounded by trees where we're at, and the wind's blowing and the trees are creaking, and I'm going, man, I look at one of these suckers outside my window right now in the studio, and I'm like, if that thing ever came down, I mean, it would just crush our great room. I mean, it would just destroy, you know, basically our functioning area of the house. Uh-huh. And that could, especially in trying to hire contractors, Tristan, your house could be out of commission for 2, 3, 4 months.
And that's exactly right. And then you're living somewhere else. There's a threat of, you know, of loss, greater loss of your personal possessions. Just due to, you know, due to water damage and temperature. So, you know, if you have an in-ground sprinkler system, they were just blowing the sprinklers out here next to the office. You want to make sure you get those taken care of. If you've got a trailer, an RV or something, you probably want to go drain those pipes before we start getting these cold, cold nights. And, you know, put the antifreeze in that RV antifreeze in the fixtures and in the plumbing. You know, with a boat, maybe you've got an outboard, make sure that you've mouse-proofed it to the best of your ability. You know, just all of these little things that helps mitigate and lessen the chance for a loss.
Right. Well, one of the things that I'm always interested in is making sure the gutters are clean. We have leaf filter over ours. But even with the leaf filter covering the gutters themselves, the valleys still get plugged up with all kinds of seeds and branches. How do you recommend people take care of those valleys if they're able to?
Yeah, if they're able to, you know, you put a ladder on your roof, and of course use safety all the time. But you want to get up there and inspect it. You can use a broom. You know, don't use anything sharp. You don't want to be gouging or digging into your shingles or scratching up your metal roof if that's what it is. But you know, maybe get up there with a leaf blower, with a broom. Maybe use a hose. But you want to make sure anything that could impede snow and ice and water from slipping and sliding off of the roof in the wintertime, you want to fix that now while it's nice out. And maybe you need to hire a professional service to come out and do that.
Yeah, I'm not about to walk my 10-12 pitch roof.
Right, exactly. So
I'm not getting up there.
Yeah, but at least do a visual inspection.
Sure.
And then take the prudent measures to do that, to make sure everything's cleaned up, because you don't want an ice dam. You want to do everything possible to mitigate any ice dam, which means maybe you go in your attic, make sure there's no gaps, your insulation is, you know, a completely covering spaces, nothing has fallen down, there's no air gaps. You know, where insulation is missing, that can cause heat to get right to that roof surface and cause an ice spot.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things that you do, and it's as a service to your clients, is you review these policies, you check for all the, after all your questions that you ask. But also, you look at multi-policy discounts, cars, houses, all your vehicles, and your toys. Explain exactly, I know we've talked about this before, but what is the process that people need to go through to get an insurance checkup for you to compare and make sure they have the right coverages?
Sure, and it's not every time, not every quote can I exceed or, you know, can I beat their costs, but we can go over coverages, and I really, really strive to make sure people understand their policy and their coverages. And so they need to, you know, give me a ring, shoot me a text, you know, send me an email, but we set aside a minute of time to go through their policies. I ask a lot of questions about their home, about their vehicles, to make sure that I'm matching quotes to their possessions. Maybe not even their current insurance policy, because it could be written incorrectly or not include everything. And then I'll explain my coverages and why that I put them where they're at. And then we have this dialogue back and forth. And this can take minutes. It can take several days to several weeks, depending on the complexity of what people have. You know, if you have, you know, multiple properties, multiple homes, maybe you've got 15 different outbuildings on a farm, maybe you've got a fleet of 30 vehicles. You know, I've got all these types of policies, and we work through them systematically to ensure that your coverage is correct. I'm going to ask about your liabilities. I'm going to ask about your net worth. I'm going to make sure that you understand what an umbrella is and why that's important to protect your net worth and your possessions, your property and your money from lawsuits, for example. You know, we're going to make sure that all discovered drivers, every driver in your household is covered and listed on your policy. That's very, very important for PIP coverage should there be something catastrophic happen. Those are just some of the points that I'm going to address. Maybe you've got a vehicle that you've fully customized. You know, it came off the lot at $40,000, but you've put another $20,000 into extra equipment. Maybe you've upgraded the stereo. You've put a brush guard. You've put a cap. You've put aftermarket tires and rims, a lift kit, and maybe a wrap. None of those extra things are covered on that vehicle. None of them. It is covered as it came off the lot, stock, unless we note that on the policy.
And how is it that you have to then go into the actual policy itself, and then you list those items as covered items?
I do. I would list it as, you know, for example, a wrap. Let's say you've got a patriotic wrap on your vehicle. You know, that can be a variety of costs, but I'm going to list that as a wrap. I'm going to list it as, you know, bumpers. I'm going to list it as stereo equipment. I'm going to list it as caps and put notes on the policy. This is not expensive to do, but if it's not done, there's no coverage.
Got it. No coverage at all. Well, one of the things I think that most people don't understand, and that's what I like dealing with you, is because you do ask these questions and, you know, you take pictures of the vehicles so you know exactly what you're quoting. But most importantly, being able to deal with young people in the household. I want you to talk about that for a second.
Yeah. So I run into it all the time. You know, people try to sneak their teen drivers through on their policies. That may work for a period of time, but if there's a catastrophic loss and that driver is not listed on the policy, we can run into major, major issues. It also, they don't have a named insured or named driver, so they have no insurance history, so they're going to pay a higher rate when they go to get their own policies. We need those drivers listed. Even if it's a family member, not a son or a daughter that lives with you, if it's a licensed driver in your household, they either need their own policy or they need to be listed on your policy. They're called resident relatives. I've got fathers and sons that live together. I've got sisters that live together, all kinds of makeups of households, domestic partners, you know, unmarried folks that reside together and share in the household responsibilities and bills. They can all be on the same policy, but we need to list them as drivers. Very, very, very important that that happens.
Yeah, and of course, as a listed driver, you'd be looking at their driving record. You'd be looking at their age. All of that.
All of that plays into it, and it can. Sometimes it helps rates. Sometimes we've got a spouse that has a better insurance score than say a husband or a wife, and so that helps. Or with domestic partners, it's the same way. Where adding the person actually helps your rate. We can explore all those things, but I want people to be covered correctly. That is the number one thing. You know, saving a few hundred bucks here and there, you know, that's great. But if there's a catastrophic loss, if something happens that's out of your control, somebody, you know, runs into you and you're injured, the last thing you want to think about, last thing I want to think about as your insurance agent is, are you covered correctly?
Right. Well, we have started officially heading into deer hunting. Bow season is active right now before rifle starts on November 15th. You're a former guide. You're an avid outdoor hunter. What would you say to the folks regarding deer hunting as we head into this with regards to potentially these deer crash accidents we have?
Get out there and harvest some deer. We are living in the golden age of deer hunting right now, particularly in the Lower Peninsula. The deer hunting has never been better. Have we had population booms in different parts? Yes, but that doesn't necessarily make hunting better. Just maybe you see a few more deer. Right now, we've got a fantastic balance of age and buck to doe ratio, and the sheer number of deer in many of our areas here in the northern Lower Peninsula and in southern Michigan. The deer population is out of control. The best thing folks can do is if you're gonna shoot a buck, hopefully you do, and hopefully you get a nice buck. Shoot 1, 2, 3 does for every buck that you're harvesting. And there are food banks out there. We're going to have a doe derby on December 6th. And we'll talk more about this moving forward. But December 6th, we're hoping to harvest 60 or so does. And there'll be this is free, just a legal tag deer. You can drop it off at Royal Farms in up in Atwood. And we're going to take care of the processing. It's going to go to the food banks in Michigan.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, if you want to get a hold of Tristan, just text me TC. I'll give you his phone number, 231-533-6489, and his website, TristanCole.com. But text me TC, and I'll give you all the information. Good stuff, Tristan. We appreciate you coming on today.
Thanks, Randy.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's